And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Ralph Waldo Emerson, born Boston, 1803, came from a family of Unitarian ministers, went off to Harvard Divinity School, was ordained, got married, he was happy, became senior pastor of a Unitarian church in Boston, and 2 years after he got married, his wife Ellen died of tuberculosis at the age of 19. Emerson was devastated, began to have doubts about the church, took a leave of absence, went on vacation in the mountains of New Hampshire, and by the time he returned, he decided to resign. Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Finish every day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." And it's the birthday of the poet Theodore Rethke, born Saginaw, Michigan, 1908, to a family of florists, greenhouses in their backyards. Rethke went off to Harvard, started writing poetry, taught at the University of Washington. He was a big man, 225 pounds, tried to talk like a gangster, manic depressive, drank too much, wore fur coats, drove big cars, and was a memorable teacher. When he wanted his students to write a description of a physical action, he told them to describe what he was about to do, and then he climbed out the window, out onto a narrow ledge, and inched his way around the classroom, making faces at every window. And he made his students memorize poems so they'd have something to call on when they were going through a rough period in life. Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke, "In a Dark Time." In a dark time, the eye begins to see. I meet my shadow in the deepening shade. I hear my echo in the echoing wood, a lord of nature weeping to a tree. I live between the heron and the wren, beasts of the hill and serpents of the den. What's madness but nobility of soul at odds with circumstance? The day's on fire. I know the purity of pure despair, my shadow pinned against a sweating wall. That place among the rocks, is it a cave or a winding path? The edge is what I have. A steady storm of correspondences, a night flowing with birds, a ragged moon, and in broad day the midnight come again. A man goes far to find out what he is. Death of the self in a long, tearless night, all natural shapes blazing unnatural light. Dark, dark my light, and darker my desire. My soul, like some heat-maddened summer fly, keeps buzzing at the sill. Which I is I? A fallen man, I climb out of my fear. The mind enters itself, and God the mind, and one is one, free in the tearing wind. A poem by Theodore Rethke, "In a Dark Time," from Collected Poems, published by Knopf Doubleday, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.